You're listening to A Velvet's Edge Minisode. This is Kelly, and I'm here with my friend Grace that you guys met in the very first. Oh my gosh, you're like the OG of the Velvet's Edge podcast.
Hello.
So I brought Grace in because this week I posted on my Instagram at Velvet's Edge about the fact that I shaved my face. And I got a lot of questions about this and why I do it and the fact that women shave their face in general is just a little weird to some people. So I brought Grace in because I actually got her to start shaving her face a couple years ago.
That's right.
And I wanted a little backup support here. But I did want to go through just a couple of the questions that I got and kind of explain to you guys why I do this and what the benefits are, because it's something that I really love and it's a huge part of my beauty routine that I do once a week. So the reason I shave my face is mostly for anti-aging. I think one of the biggest things that I was taught a couple years ago by an esthetician in Nashville named Carrie Hayes was that if we shave our face, we are turning over skin cells constantly. So you're rebuilding your skin cells and boosting collagen.
Right.
So why wouldn't we want to do that, first of all?
Exactly.
But if you think about it, like Carrie always explains it too, that guys don't have vertical lines on their face. And if you think about the fact that they age a lot slower than women, a huge part of that might be shaving their face. Have you found that? Like when you shave, do you feel like it's like helping with anti-aging at all?
I think so. I mean, I don't really know because I've been doing it so long.
Right.
Because I don't know what I would look like if I wasn't shaving.
That's a very valid point.
But I love it.
What's your favorite part of why you do it?
So obviously anytime anyone says anti-aging, I'm pretty much in.
Sold.
Like done.
Yeah,
I'll try it. But I personally like the way my skin looks. It looks cleaner. My makeup goes on better. My serums go on better. You know, whatever I'm putting on my face, I feel like it absorbs it more because there's not the hair there to get in the way.
I feel like my makeup, my actual skin, like whenever if I shave that day and I put my makeup on, I feel like I look like I'm glowing.
Right. I do.
Literally.
Because it like kind of makes you shine. There's not the hair there to kind of dull your skin.
Right.
So like,
and your makeup just sinks in.
Right.
It's really, really pretty. So one of the questions, I think one of the main questions I got was, if you shave, will your hair grow back thicker and black or like more coarse? I think people are really worried about that. And what Carrie says is your hair is going to grow back exactly as it was before. So if you just had, you know, blonde peach fuzz, which was what you had, right, Grace?
Right.
She said it'll just grow back exactly the same. Like your hair follicle is always going to be the same. You're not changing that by shaving.
Right, because I don't know the different types of hair, but whatever the type of hair is on your face, it doesn't grow back any different.
Like if you did have black, coarse hair, it would grow back that
exactly,
way.
Exactly, right.
But you're not going to create that by shaving your face. It's just going to grow back exactly the same. Someone else asked, like, where do you shave? Is it just like your mustache area? Is it around your brows? I actually shave my entire face and neck.
Same.
So you do what, to the base
to
of your neck?
To the base of my neck, yeah.
And like your crow's feet.
I spend a lot of attention on my forehead too.
Oh, like really?
Because I feel
do you
like
have a hairy forehead?
No, I have probably the least hair there. But I feel like if it is going to boost collagen, that's where I feel like I have the most lines, is my forehead,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Right now at least. So that's where I kind of focus. I have a line there that's I don't like. So.
I like really focusing on my smile lines.
That makes sense.
I feel like that's – and also that's obviously where you do have a little bit of hair, like in the mustache area.
Right.
This is the sexiest podcast
I've
ever done. Really helping my dating life right now. Okay, so then the final question would probably be, what do you use? And we use different methods, so we can talk through that a little bit. But I use a Gillette Fusion razor, which is literally from Walgreens. It's so cheap. I shave about once a week.
Same. I do the same.
And I take a creamy cleanser, like a Cetaphil or something like that. Is that how you say that? Cetaphil?
I think so. Or CeraVe.
Yeah, one of
either
those.
Either way, yeah.
And you just kind of lather it up all over your face, and then I just – like I said, shave. There is a video on velvetsedge.com if you guys want to check out. I videoed Carrie doing it so you can see kind of her method if it gets a little intimidating, but it's if you just put in the search bar face shaving, it will come up under one of those blogs. But what do you use, Grace?
So, and how many times do you use your razor?
I will go once to three times, like,
right,
and then change out the blade.
So I use just like those cheap disposable, like they're not necessarily Bic brand, but you know, mm-hmm, what I'm talking about, the two blade, mm-hmm, and I use them one time and then trash them. So I do that because I was told, like, the bacteria. You're not carrying any bacteria on every time you shave it, so I'll just use it one time and throw them away.
That's actually a good point, too. I do know that if you are prone to acne, you may want to ask your dermatologist before you start doing this, because I don't know if it's because of the blade or anything, just sensitive skin. You might want to check with the dermatologist. It should still be fine, but they may have a different method for you. You said you heard some people do it dry?
Yes.
That sounds painful.
Right, but I don't think it is, but you can just dry shave. I would be too scared to do that, mm-hmm, and I would worry about irritation,
right,
or something like that. So I do the same. I put a cleanser on and kind of use that as shaving cream almost.
Yeah, I have, and shave. You know those little, those eyebrow, like, I don't even
they
know
call
what
them, like,
called.
The tickle, yeah. I think that's what they're the called.
Worst name.
Like the little eyebrow brushes, yeah, that can hurt.
We'll call them the tickler. Okay. But if you use those, I do use those around my brow sometimes because it's easy to,
right,
get in
there.
Right, because
you take it off a brow.
I have actually, this is a forewarning of, or a warning, not a forewarning. Be careful when you're shaving around, if you shave your entire face, be careful when you're shaving around your brows. I was going really fast one time and I took off the end of a brow, which was unfortunate.
Right.
So, is there anything else, like any other warnings you would give people? It sounds so scary. I remember being freaked out the first time I did it too. And then once you start.
Right. The way your skin feels right after you do it for the first time, it's so worth
it. It's like
it.
A baby's butt.
Right.
It's amazing. Amazing. Literally, it's once you pop, you just can't stop. Like,
I agree.
Pringle. It's so addicting.
And there's really not a downside. If you do it and you don't like it, just, mm-hmm, let the peach fuzz grow back out and you'll be,
right,
fine.
Right, because it's going to be exactly the same, like, right, we talked about. You can do it more than once a week, too. I do it as needed. So if I felt like I was growing back some hair I didn't like, or I just really wanted a really fresh look, like if I have a photo shoot or some sort of thing where I want to be on camera, sometimes I'll do it, like, twice a week. And actually, you would probably see more benefits from the aging because you're turning over your skin cells again. So,
and it's not, it doesn't take a long time. I mean, no, you do your whole face and I can probably do it under 2 minutes at this point.
Yeah,
you know, like,
definitely.
So it's a very fast thing.
Right.
It's not a big commitment to add to your regimen.
Right. As always, you guys can email me at info@velvetsedge.com if you have questions, or just message me on Instagram. It's @velvetsedge. But like I said, again, there's also a blog up on velvetsedge.com that does have a video. So if you want to watch someone else do it, check that out. Thank you guys for listening.